Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. We have reached Friday morning. Temperatures stay freezing and really below freezing. It's going to be another cold day today. But it looks like we get into the 40s, maybe early next week, something like that. And we'll see what happens. Changes all the time. Who knows?
It's just so cold the past 2 days, like extra excessively cold.
Would you rather it be 0 degrees, you know, something, I don't want to say unbearably cold, but something like that, a 5 degrees or a 10 with a wind chill of, you know, -2, something like that, or 28 and a foot of snow.
Are the roads clear in the zero temperature?
Just generally speaking, roads, are they clear in the zero temperature?
Yeah, like, are they
same
a sheet
roads
of ice?
Same
or are
roads.
They,
you can,
roads are fine.
Roads
same
are
roads.
Fine.
Roads are fine. I'm going with the cold.
I don't know. Like, it is it ends up getting bitter, you know, bitter cold. I think I agree with that, especially with the, I don't know, 23 inches of snow, whatever we had in Mentor over the last week,
it's just too
week,
much extra
days.
Work with the snow.
It is. It's a lot. I know. I always think about that. Like, is it, if it's, because I feel like if it's when it's very, very cold, and there's no statistical, probably Trent McGill would know. He's a meteorologist at News 5. I feel like if it's freezing, there's not a ton of snow, but if it's 25, 28, 30, there is a ton of snow.
Yeah,
does that make
weird
sense, or is that weird?
Yeah,
is that bizarre?
And then it gets sloppy, and it's a whole thing. Yeah,
oh,
I don't.
So sloppy.
So sloppy. How sloppy is it?
Yeah, we'll have to maybe bring back a fill-in-the-blank Friday. That'll be face. That's a thought. Got a lot to get to today. A lot of good things for you. We're excited for you. The first fun thing is Christmas Carol in an Envelope.
It's a song. It's a Christmas song. It's in an envelope. You just have to figure out which one it is.
You can do it. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
Do you have a guess for Christmas Carol in an Envelope today?
I haven't heard the song. Just pick any Christmas Carol.
Any
that's
Christmas
right
Carol. It could be anyone we play, any title we play. You take a guess. If it hits, great. If not, we mark it off the list.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Ooh, that's a great guess. That's not it.
See, isn't this game fun?
Is it, though?
It is.
See, she said
good
that it is. We've had this game. We had Dead Guy in an Envelope for months and months. Now we have Christmas Carol in an Envelope. New Year, New Dead Guy. We're looking forward to that on January 2nd.
No, we never decided that.
Well, people are asking about it.
They're not.
People are pining for that game
Ooh
to come back. Hundreds of people that
I
have
don't.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good Friday morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We do have Talk It Out with producer Stevie next.
Yeah, everyone's been talking about Megan Fox and MGK. They broke up. Allegedly, he cheated, found some stuff on his phone.
Well, just messages from other women. It could have just been, mm-hmm, how was your day?
I feel like.
How's your shopping
she
list?
She left the trip.
How's your tour going?
Yeah, I feel like that.
From 2025.
Wasn't it.
Okay.
When she left the vacation, I feel like it had to be pretty.
When you left Thanksgiving, like you left.
Yeah.
You left the situation and haven't come back. And you're pregnant with his baby. Like, that's an entire thing.
Yeah,
that is a mess.
Well, they announced the pregnancy November 11th, and then everything fell downhill, but there's a video going viral because Brian Austin Green, who is her ex-husband, he was approached, just looked like he was like walking
out
of a grocery store.
He just woke up.
Yeah, he was not like very caught off guard, and he was asked some questions, and everyone's talking about what he had to say.
Yeah, it is a must-hear answer. Let's get to Talk It Out on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
Everyone's been talking about Megan Fox and MGK breaking up, but if you don't know what is happening and you're missing all of it, here is a timeline. So on November 11th, Megan Fox announced she and MGK were expecting a baby. So the two have been very on and off for a couple years now, but at the time of announcing the pregnancy, they were back together. But they ended up going on vacation to Vail, Colorado during Thanksgiving. And Megan Fox allegedly found some upsetting material on MGK's phone, and it revealed that he was cheating on her. So she left the trip early, ended things. That's kind of where they stand. And then People Magazine reported that Megan Fox was blindsided by this and has been distraught since the split. So, of course, paparazzi, they want all the information they can get. So they approached her ex-husband. She shares three kids with Brian Austin Green to get his opinion on all of it. He didn't seem to know much of the situation, but here's what he said.
I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts on Megan and MGK breaking up.
I didn't even know.
You didn't know?
No, I had no idea.
So apparently she found something on his phone that was inappropriate.
How old is he? He's in his 30s,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
Grow up, like, you know, she's pregnant. That's a shame. I'm heartbroken about it because I know she's been so excited.
I mean, he's around your kids. Does it make you feel any better that he might be out of the picture?
I know. Nothing about it makes me feel any better. That's a tragic situation, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
He did a good job, I think, answering that. Well, if he was just awoken.
And describe the video. Like, I mean, it
yeah,
looks like
he just seemed very confused, like out of it, like just woke up basically and was approached. And I mean, the video was a little longer than that. He talked about how the kids were really excited for the baby and like everyone seemed so excited. And he genuinely seemed like he was upset that happened to her, but he also didn't know anything going on. So we didn't get confirmation.
What an unfortunate situation to be, you know, pregnant and know yes. that you are now committed to that person forever, even if you're not in a relationship anymore.
Yeah. Now I feel like, because everyone wants them to just be done for good. Like,
yeah.
That was the final straw. But the kid's coming. So.
Worst thing you found on your significant other's phone.
Oh,
216-343-1021. Worst thing you found on your ex's phone.
Oh,
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. I mean, producer Stevie got this started with the talking out just a few minutes ago. Machine Gun Kelly.
I want to know messages what on the was phone? On his phone.
So do I. And where did she find it? Was it just in like a basic text? Did she open his Instagram? Was it, you know, some other app? Like where?
Could
where,
have been anything.
I know.
Was it pictures? Was it videos? Was it texts?
I'm going to leave this anonymous. Thank you for reaching out. My ex tried to say that I was cheating on him and everybody knew that I was not. He was hiding his phone. He tried to delete photos of a girl that he was cheating on me with, but he didn't know how to delete them forever. So I actually was kind and I deleted them for him, because I don't want to mess around with the evidence and like holding like, you know, things over his head and whatever. So she found pictures of the picture.
Yikes.
Of the phone.
How do you not know how to delete it forever if you're going to be doing all that?
You
because
really
they're
look
probably
into
not
it.
The most intelligent people to begin with.
That's valid.
That's a fair point.
Like just, or you don't care or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I just like threw it out there and we instantly got a message.
I would
that.
Think that phone content is a big cause of breakups. You would think. But if you're
like what? What do you mean?
If you're looking at your significant other's phone though.
Oh,
like who's doing that?
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Are you doing that? Like if you have to look in the first place, maybe that's
because the red flag
that's
right there.
The
right,
problem.
Right there.
Right.
Sus
yeah.
activity.
Correct.
You probably know. And then you're looking for confirmation that goes down a path. Then you're, yeah, it's an entire thing.
Yeah.
So we're sorry that happened, but thank you for the message. We appreciate that. It is Cleveland's Christmas station, and we have a very special guest joining us in studio this morning. Santa!
Santa!
Good morning, Santa. You're joining us again. How are you?
Oh, very good. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Miss Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're so glad to have you. Tell us, how's the season been? Are you super busy?
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's been so busy, but we have all of these amazing children coming up. And I will tell you, The other day, there was a bull mastiff puppy that decided to think he was a Jack Russell Terrier, and he was a lap dog, and he hit me square in the chest, all 94 pounds of him.
Oh, Santa.
We're only 12 days away now. We're only 12 days away from Christmas.
Well, Rosebud is being packed right now, just to let you know. We are at approximately 74% of full pack on Rosebud.
Oh, wow.
And the list is being double-checked as we speak. And we are in the K's right now, I believe it is.
Okay.
If people have, like, last-minute requests, can they still get those in?
Well, yes.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I was nervous. That was a no for a second there, Sarah.
I know. Yeah.
No, no, no. We we do everything we can to meet every request.
I know what you're doing. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. I saw you walk over to Santa. We were taking your phone calls for Santa.
Here's the thing. I know we had talked about the naughty and nice list last time you were here. I was curious what side Tim was on, and I just wasn't sure if Santa had seen our Christmas cards, because we did do a naughty and a nice version this year.
Yes, you did. Yes,
and as you see, Tim made it extra fun.
Well, he was just missing a pole, basically.
It was. I'll tell you what, Sam.
Did you like the upper body strength?
It was impressive.
Yeah.
It was impressive. We could have you in rapping, and you would do quite well.
Oh. See?
That kind of strength.
Oh, there you go.
That would be good. And loading, I would think, too.
Like absolutely. Lobbing things up into Rosebud? Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Happen. That could happen.
Look at that. You could get hired. At Santa at the North Pole.
See, that did work out.
And he has the elf costume already.
Yeah,
yes, the elf costume have that as well. So there you go.
Yeah.
So.
I just wanted to I didn't know Santa is busy. I wanted to make sure he saw our Christmas card. Our listeners loved it. The Jen and Tim Show family had a lot of great comments for Tim's physical position particularly.
Taking your phone calls as Santa joins us in studio. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. We're also getting messages now, too.
Yes, we are. Deborah sent us a message to our Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She says, good morning, Jen, Tim, Stevie, and Santa.
Oh, good morning, Deborah.
She says, Santa, your voice is magical.
Wow. Thank you,
aww,
Deborah. That's so very kind of you. As a matter of fact, would you mind if I moved her up 10 pages on the good list?
I was going to say, I hope she is on the good list. If she wasn't, you would definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's been on the good list for some time, actually.
Aww,
so we can move Deborah up 10 pages this year.
She's up 10 pages. We have Michael that wants VR headset. I mean, this has been a good list so far.
Yeah.
This has been so far. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. We have one final message for Santa before he goes back, and it's a relatively busy time of year for
relatively,
you, right, Santa?
Relatively, yes.
A little busy.
Just a little.
So Terry says, Santa, hi. My daughter would like to ask Santa to have Taylor Swift be at the Browns game on Sunday for Christmas. Hmm. Merry Christmas.
Well, I would have to check with her on that, because she is also quite busy right now. But there is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility.
Do you text her or call her? How do you contact Taylor Swift? Are you?
Oh, no. She has an elf on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
She has an elf.
Direct line.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a little faster than email. So we do let the elf know exactly what's going on. And I will make sure that her elf takes that message up, that she should be at the Browns game.
All right.
Well, I hope so.
Well,
she's at all these games.
We all hope so.
Eras Tour is ended. Like, I mean, I think it's the time.
I think it is. I think it is.
Selena Gomez just got engaged. I think it's time for her and Travis as well. I think I think this holiday season it's going down.
She can't steal Selena's thunder this week, though.
No.
Just to, like, wait another week at least or something.
It should be a New Year's engagement, in my opinion.
Yeah, that will work.
If Travis does it right, then what he should do is on New Year's Eve at midnight, bend the knee.
Okay.
Well, Santa says so.
And Taylor Swift listens through Odyssey app, so you know, that happens.
That would be the best way to do it. If he is smart, that's what he would do.
See, Santa says. That'll be a new segment on the show. Santa, thank you for joining us.
We love
we appreciate
having
that. And answering messages and taking phone calls, we really appreciate
it. Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
This, at least at this station, has been, if not the most talked about thing this week. Obviously, we're playing Christmas music. We have a countdown to Christmas and those type of things. But she conceivably could be here in a couple of days. It's her birthday today, right?
It's her birthday today. We don't think she's here today, but
no. We're
thinking and hoping and wishing that she will be here for the game on Sunday. The Eras Tour is over. We have some, you know, insider information that's I mean, are we allowed to talk about that?
We will. So here's what we will do, because I think that we would all like to know. I would like to know. Would you like to be here? I mean, I'm curious, even if you're not going to the game. I mean, it's a big deal. Travis Kelce coming to town. They're playing, the Browns are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. That's happening on Sunday, just in case you didn't know. That's why we're talking about it. But yeah, and maybe, you know, maybe you do have inside scoop, or maybe you are going to the game, and maybe that is your sole reason to go to the game because, you know, Browns are 3-10 or to see Travis play. I don't know. Maybe you're going and you have comments about that. Or as I mentioned, maybe you have some inside scoop. So that's 216-343-1021 to let us know. Or of course, Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 and all the socials. We will let you know what we know and what we've heard. Let's talk Taylor Swift on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. I mean, it's not a lot, but this is what we know so far.
Yeah, this is what we know. And it's not like Taylor Swift's people are going to confirm, like, yep, she'll be there Sunday. I mean,
yeah, there's security issues.
Of course
they're not going to do that. We know her birthday's today. I mean, that we know.
We know that. We don't think she's celebrating in Cleveland, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe Trav brought her home to Cleveland Heights to hang out for the weekend. But this is what we know. There's a possibility she's coming to the stadium because they're prepping as if she's coming. This person's company got a call. She doesn't want to say what for, but they got the same call when Khloe Kardashian had her baby at Hillcrest Hospital.
Oh, really?
To indicate something is happening? Or maybe they're just like, would they be prepping at the stadium just in case, or would they only prep if they knew for sure?
That is the question. I was just going to get to that. If it was a definitive no, no reason to prep.
Right.
If it's a, hey, if it's a maybe, if it's a 5 or above, if it's a 3 or above on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe you would think they would do that.
And it's not like Taylor Swift has to book a flight, right? She can just wake up that day and be like, hey, pilot, fly me here, right? I mean, it's not.
I'm just taking a guess, and we don't know. We will see on Sunday if she's here. And if you do have inside scoop, we won't mention your name. Just, you can let us know, whatever we can say, not say. We will certainly listen to you. DM us if that's easier for you, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102 and all the solicitors over course, 216-343-1021. I think when it's a look back on the weekend, and obviously we will know Sunday because we will see, and there'll be cameras all over her. There'll be tweets and everything else from everybody that's at the game. So we will know Sunday. I bet looking back to the weekend, like on Monday's Jen and Tim Show, it'll be girls' night in New York tonight.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe flight or arrangements or something tomorrow or whatever it is, or brunch tomorrow or something like that. I don't know. And then making her way to Cleveland for the game.
Won't
Travis's parents be here? I mean, they're from here. Like,
Think they would all come to Cleveland. Like, they have to all come to Cleveland. Will Jason come because it's a Cleveland game?
Probably.
Does he go to Travis's?
He's going to be shirtless and everything else. Yes, you know he is. Chugging beers, Jason Kelce. Yes. Maybe I'm wrong. Call us out, then that's fine too. You can also call. I just feel like that's how it's going to go down.
Well, now that I know Jason Kelce is going to be here too, and again, I don't know that. This is now in my head. Now I want to go to the game. Can I go to the game? How do I get to the game?
So we will get to your calls, and then I will tell you what the price of a ticket is.
No.
For this particular game, as the Browns take on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's on I just looked it up too, on a, you know, the secondary markets. That's next on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how I know this is a Loctite situation?
How?
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Because producer Stevie doesn't know anything either.
She always knows something.
About whether Taylor Swift. Brown's taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. That game is on Sunday. Will Taylor Swift be here? Number one question being asked around Cleveland. Do you have it? So looking at a secondary market, you can get into that game for $26.
What seat?
I
need a seat.
How many people do you want to go? Is it you and Nate? Is it you
and
solo?
Yeah, let's do two tickets. And I need it to be lower than the Loge level because I want to see her. I don't need to see her on the Jumbotron. See, I want to see her. And if Jason Kelce is there, I want to see him.
And I think this is the discussion a lot of people have. We have had a lot of people call this week as we were doing this Taylor countdown, and they are going just to maybe get a glimpse or their daughter to get a glimpse of Taylor Swift.
Of course.
So you're right. If you knew which Loge it would be, if you had an idea, and I don't, I mean, they're obviously all around the stadium, north side and south side. Then you would maybe choose a section. That's actually a really good tell.
You just have to go lower level. What do you mean is a good tell?
Well, I wonder if, because obviously the $26 ticket, they are in section 542,
no
row
good.
17.
It's up. No good. I mean,
well,
if it were regular Browns
in.
Game. Right.
Yeah,
no.
Right. Right, probably.
I need lower.
But I wonder if there would be a tell that if it was a section directly below where they think Taylor Swift's going to be. Imagine if that was $400 ticket or something like that.
Because well, go they know. Look. How do we do that? Can we get a stadium map? What tickets are sold the most?
Nobody's saying anything.
Yes,
this is the thing. We've had really good inside scoop.
This is a good plan, your tell. You got to find a seat map and see how many tickets are sold.
Hold on.
In what
Can
section?
Can you give me 10 seconds to do that?
No, I'm very excited now.
Wow. One ticket.
I need to know.
Let's see if there's any tells below.
Because you know somebody
below.
Knows
so
something.
What's below that? Is it the club seats? I'm trying to think. My buddy Mike, who has season tickets.
I don't
see any tell. Like, they're all pretty much priced the same. Oh, one's $313. That's just a high ask. It's not really working. But, I mean, that could be a tell at some point. If you get closer, if it's announced that she is there.
But
I mean,
is there a section that has sold more seats than others? I'm not talking about the price.
The price.
Like, you see people bought up this one particular section, like, they know. And how do
they
know?
There's a couple of club levels on the south side that are sold out.
Uh-huh. What's
and
that
it's not
mean?
For the Browns. They're 3-10. I mean, I love the Browns too, but they're 3-10. They are.
See, what
it's
if
a stinker
it's
of a
what
year.
What if that's it?
But then there's also club levels on the north side.
Sold out. Stop.
North and south. This is doing nothing. How are we going to know? We're not going to know until Sunday, are we? Like I was hoping there would be some inside scoop by Friday at 10 a.m. when we go off the air. It doesn't look like this is going to be the case.
We just have to wait, like everybody else, I guess.
All right. We'll still once again. You want to shoot us a DM? That's fine.
Stanleys are experiencing a recall right now, 2.6 million of them, and it's because of a burn hazard where heat exposure can cause the threads of the mug to shrink, which make it detach. I guess there have been 91 reports worldwide of lids detaching and resulting in 38 burns, 11 of those needing medical attention.
We've moved on to Owala anyway. I mean, you were on it early.
It's the
like
butter.
Before anybody when it was not trending. And then it was Stanley's forever. I think it's Owala time.
And they just came out with the leak-proof lid. Like, Owala has been leak-proof from the beginning. I'm just saying.
I just said you were on it before
it is
anybody else.
A superior mug and
like,
water
what
bottle.
What is Ooh-hala? What is that water bottle you have?
They're so
it's
good.
Owala there, Richards, and it's good. And you
it
can drink
good.
From it like a straw, and you can see. I remember.
Sip
you
on it. Oh, yeah.
100% correct.
Remember, I bought you one. I've never seen you use it once. I remember that.
It's great.
That. Mm-hmm. Lies.
It's like a waterfall.
You're lying.
So
the
it's
bill
black.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I find the top, I'll use it.
You lost the top?
Everybody loses the top of their water.
No, they don't.
They do.
I have my top
every day. Okay, so you don't. I lost mine. You have yours.
That doesn't mean everybody. So did you use the Owala I gave you?
I did.
You did,
yes.
And then you lost the lid.
I would like to use the word misplaced.
You know what? This makes me so mad at you. Let's move on.
Add it to the list. We'll talk about water bottles and losing the caps. And
why are we talking about that?
Because I lost one. I lost one, and you're mad, Steve. You're gonna be. It's gonna be great because coming up, Stevie's gonna join us in studio, and she's got a better revelation than I do.
First of all,
she revealed that when you were out of the room for Trump, too. This is going
to
be
unbelievable
at 9:10.
I look forward to that. But also, I was not mad that you lost the lid, and I didn't say people don't lose lids. You're saying
like,
that I
told the audience,
said,
you definitely said you were mad at me. Like, really mad at me.
No, I definitely said that. I did not say that people don't lose lids.
That it's impossible to lose a lid. I've never lost mine.
Said that.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what
I did not say it's impossible to lose a lid.
Impossible to lose
Can't find
them anywhere.
Okay.
They're attached. Tim, I don't understand how you would lose a lid.
That's not what I said. That is, you are word twisting.
My story is nothing compared to Stevie's. You will forget about my story. Jen, thank you for the DM. Water bottle tops are the 2000s Tupperware, Tim. I get it. The dishwasher eats them, I swear. So she's also lost a water bottle top. Have you? You could drive your answer down here to the Halley building.
Of course.
Jen, it does happen.
I know it does happen. I didn't say it doesn't. I just said, I gave you an Owala, you never used it, and now you're claiming you lost a lid.
I don't think
that's true.
I've used it,
you
and
used
the lid
it.
Is
You used it, or your family
somewhere.
Used it.
It has been used.
Uh-huh. That's
and
what I thought.
I looked for the top. I'm
you
trying to get there.
To use
it's
it.
Somewhere around.
This was like 2 years ago now.
It's a very lovely water bottle.
I got
Thank
Stevie Nawala. She used it every day.
Well, why don't we get to, I like to call this segment Stevie's Story.
I look forward to it.
That will be next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station. Jen and Tim Show, joined by producer Stevie. What happened to your Owala water bottle?
It was stolen.
Why are you looking at me?
Jen did not steal it.
I didn't steal it. I gave it to her. And guess what she did? She got another Owala because she loved the Owala.
Well, this didn't work out.
No, it did not.
Have you ever lost a top to a water bottle, Stevie?
Yes.
There you go.
Probably. But also Stevie, lost the whole bottle.
Just
he is indicating that I said people don't lose lids. That's not what I said. I said I was mad at you for saying you even used yours and lost the lid.
I definitely used that.
You didn't.
I didn't what?
Use it.
Oh, I've used it. I definitely used it.
You used it. Your family used it. You just kind of also indicated that it was your family.
It's a communal water bottle.
It's a communal. Mm-hmm.
Hope you scrubbed it good.
We're all family. You know what? This isn't working out.
No,
I think
it really
probably
isn't.
Just getting to the word to win at 922 would probably be the best bet. That's going to happen. So I am never smart enough to hang the Christmas lights kind of when you should. When it just starts getting cold, it's not quite there, but, you know, November-ish, you have to light them, or end of November, and you light, you know, you put the lights up, and then you're good to go because it's 50 degrees. So that's one of my least favorite things to do, the Christmas lights outside. So I'm wondering, what's the deal with the permanent lights?
As in,
there's a price point there for the permanent lights.
Right.
Are they good? Are they bad? How permanent? Do they go out?
How permanent?
Are they easy to install?
Like, you want to do it yourself?
I'm just asking the question.
I will say, I've seen a lot of, like, people online posting that you can buy them, whether, you know, Amazon or Home Depot or whatever, and they're the permanent lights that they, I don't know, they stick
up
there somehow.
Yeah, is there a sucker? Is it an adhesive? Like, what?
It looks, I don't know.
Okay.
But there's also, obviously, the companies that do it, but those are, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a one-time I'm doing the install, I don't hate that.
It feels unsafe. Do you need a tall ladder? Like, how do you get way up there?
Oh, to where you really want to get.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's probably a different question. I don't know. I'm starting to see them now, so now I'm starting to be intrigued. Maybe you have them. Maybe you've priced them. Maybe, you know, I don't know. If I can do it and it's done and you can light them different, you know, different colors for the season, there's something there. Like, there's definitely something
there. If you
there.
Do this, we're going to need video.
That'd be
really?
I'm falling off the ladder of the roof?
I didn't say you were falling.
Well, video of
just,
what?
Of you climbing up a very tall ladder. Like, because you have a two-story house.
Right.
So you got to get up there.
Yeah.
You can't just put permanent lights on a lower level.
So you could, but that's
not
the purpose.
I don't know that we've thought this through. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.